Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome, 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 welcome to another episode of The Artist Loft. This is your radio host, Gigi Adams-Evans, producer of The Artist Loft, and I have a very special guest tonight, and her name is Miss Kim Interdonato. Kim is an author. She has a book titled Shoes Are Like Men, published by Mindstir Media. Shoes Are Like Men is a fun twist on a dating book. It is loud. It is a laugh-out-loud, funny, and completely unique, lightly read book. Long Island author Kim Interdonato puts a hilarious spin on dating from a female's perspective. Each chapter compares dating to everything from blistering painful to as comfortable as a pair of slippers. Every female can totally relate their date to every chapter in this book, and I'm sure if you call in, 646-200-3817, you'll be able to share some dialogue with Miss Interdonato and let her know about your stories in this book, you know, Men. Shoes Are Like Men. Now, I'd like to introduce her in a moment, but I want to go ahead and read the rest of her profile right quick. She's a best-selling author for J.J. Herbert, praises the book as the most unique dating book he has ever read. So he continues to say that the book also complete with illustrations created by Kim. It's a wonderful created design. So, ladies and gentlemen, in all of the uniqueness of her book, let's welcome Miss Interdonato. Hi, Kim. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. A little stuttering here. I guess too much dinner for me tonight, but welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome also, and it's a pleasure to have you here, and we're going to get started within an hour for your book and everything. Kim, what made you come up with the title, Shoes Are Like Men?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I was sitting around with my girlfriend having lunch, and I was bitching and moaning again about the dates I was going on and a failed relationship. So what she did, she told me to start looking at these relationships as the way I try on shoes. When I don't like one, I just go on to the next one. When you don't like this one, I go on to the next one. And with that concept, after this bad breakup, I took a long drive out east. I live here on Long Island, in Long Island, New York. I went out to the Hamptons, took a nice drive in my car, and started thinking, instead of turning around to my dating being such a negative thing, I needed to turn around to make it a little positive. So I started to laugh about it, about all the funny dates I went on. And I started to categorize these gentlemen as shoes instead of thinking of them as just bad dates. And I thought it was actually a very funny concept, and it made me laugh. And that's when I just started grabbing a computer and writing the book.
Wow, that's amazing. Have you ever considered it being a book to movie adaptation one day? Because it seemed like it has its place already on Netflix and Hallmark and Lifetime and all those other places, you know, on the TV, that would really just soak this up immediately, because I like comedy, and this would be a great movie.
I really was thinking seriously about that. When I first wrote the book, I just really wanted to get out there, and I wanted to be a positive way for women and even men to look about their dating. It is not, believe me, it is at all. To any of your listeners, please don't ever think that I'm bitter or it's a man-bashing book, because when you read these dating books sometimes, I've read a lot of them in my lifetime, you end up really hating the author, and you're going, I wonder why everyone wants to leave this person, because they're just bitter and mean. And it's the book is just so funny. And I visualize it on pretty much an everyday basis that it's going to turn into a book, or, you know, like this book will turn into a movie or some kind of show, because it has just got the funniest concept to it. And every chapter has a different, different shoe style connected with a man's personality and a date that I've been on or didn't get to go on.
I love it. That's amazing. That is so unique, Kim. I mean, wow, because men are like shoes. I mean, well, shoes are like men, and men are like shoes sometimes, you know, like you say, and you change them according to, you know, the feel for a moment there. Lightly speaking, ladies and gentlemen, this is not an X-rated show. Please don't take my mind anywhere other farther than that. It's very unique, Kim, because I was reading some of the excerpts, and I will get the book. It's just hilarious, because the way you wrote it, and I know a friend that has one of the books, and she was telling me, she says, well, you know, Gigi, she's written everything in a book, like you just said, about every possible scenario, and every woman can really fit, you know, somehow into your scenarios, in your book, in your stories, and that's kind of unique, because you can be every woman, because all women represent pretty much every woman, especially in that aspect of their life, because they're up and down roller coasters, you know. Ladies, you know how those guys are out there sometimes. And then, too, ladies, you can be like
absolutely. I agree with you 100%. And I want women to read this book and be like, okay, I'm not the only one that's going through what this girl went through. I mean, you know, I want them to read it and go, oh, yeah, I've done that. Oh, yeah, I've done that. And believe me, there was times I was not the best of girlfriends at times, and, you know, or the best, you know, companion. But, we all can relate to it. And I think that's what's so funny about the book. You know, sometimes just pure honesty, and that's what the book is. It's just pure honesty. It's just darn right funny.
Exactly. And I can see some very... You know, I wish that Dom DeLuise was still alive, you know, because I think that somewhere he would fit into your book, Kim, somehow, because that man, I just love that man. I mean, he was so hilarious. And I believe that he would fit in it. And Dom DeLuise, if you're up there in heaven, you know, we were thinking about you tonight. it's a very good book that you've written. But how long does it really take you to write a book like this, or any book for that matter? And what is the best time for you to write?
Believe it or not, I want everyone to know out there that I'm not your typical writer. So I'm not I don't follow by the rules of typical writers, and I'm not, you know, I'm your average everyday kind of girl. And I wanted this book to not be like I'm giving you advice, or I'm telling you what to do, or, well, look at me, or it's so humbling. And I wanted to speak to you in my book. And when you read the book, and I hope any of your listeners do read the book, I wanted to like project a funny story. And at the end of it, with, you know, with anything else at the end of the book, I want them to come out just laughing and thinking it's just so positive. And to answer your question, to get back to your question, is, you know, I'm by trade, ladies and gentlemen out there, I'm a hockey instructor. I teach hockey for a living. So,
wow.
You know, if you, yeah, this is what I do for a living. I've been a hockey instructor, an ice skating instructor here on Long Island for over 25 years. And if you feel like you have a passion or you love something, you're always going to be good at it. And I had to turn that dating around. So I had to turn around and I actually ended up loving it. And that's what turned into the book. And I put so much love into this book that I really hope when anyone reads it, they put it down and then they just get a good laugh and say, okay, good. They felt the love coming out of it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'm going to get my copy, as I promised, so I can sit back and
I would love
enjoy
to. I'll send you one.
Oh, okay. Well, I also like to support. Thank you very much. I'll send you what you need. Just let me know. But anyway, Kim, I'm just tickled pink because, you know, it's not every day. All the artists that I interview from time to time, and you know, they have their own stories. You know, most of them are great stories and they're great books. You know, but this one tonight, I couldn't wait until the 30th so I could talk to you because I remember we kept putting it off and putting it off, and then there was a problem, and then I'm like, oh, God, I've got to have this lady on my show because this is one of the books. You know, it's called The Sisterhood, ladies and gentlemen out there. You know, you got to give a high five to this young lady for putting something together.
Thank you.
Because you're welcome because you are in the mind of everybody at that particular time, and Lord knows, that we have been through the ringer sometimes, you know, trying to make decisions. So congratulations on that book. And you're welcome. Your illustrations, besides being a hockey instructor, how do you manage that?
Doing the illustrations, it was kind of fun. I went to art school, and I didn't do anything with my degree, and it was kind of like my big joke, I'll draw on the ice and stuff like that. And I would tell everybody that's $10,000 worth of art school. But at least I was able to put it towards the book. When I was doing the book, I was picking out pictures of shoes, and my publisher said, oh, well, you know, there's copyrights to that and there's copyrights to that. I said, well, you know what? You know, you can't make your way. You know, you can't find a way. You make your own way. So, you power through. So I powered through and drew the stuff myself.
All right. You know, And you know, that's wonderful. That's really wonderful because you can use that at a later time for just about anything that you want to, and go with the flow of that one. But I love the title of the book company, Mindster. That it's funny, but it's not funny, but it's creative because of the way your shoes are like men. And then you know, come on, you know, Mindster. You know, it's mind stirring because it's giving people that incentive to go, okay, what is this book about, really? You know, so we have that there. But, ladies and gentlemen, Kim is saying that, again, before you tuned in, and thank you for tuning in, please call in 646-200-3817. I have a very special guest, author Kim Interdonato. She wrote a book, Shoes Are Like Men. Now, Kim says that it has a hilarious spin on dating from a female's perspective, just in case you missed that book. And if you'd like to call in and talk about it, we're here. She said it's blisteringly, painfully funny. So, you know, you got to want to read it. Now, come on. Anybody that likes laughter and real-life situations, and girl, real talk. So call in 646-200-3817. Now, Kim, with your family life and have you been around, you know, much, you know, putting your book up in book signings, and have you been doing that a lot?
Yeah, actually, I've done several book signings. I've done them, you know, this book is so unique that I've only did one bookstore, and it was kind of interesting, and that was a funny one because Alec Baldwin happened to walk in right as I was leaving, so I made him take a picture, as you'll see up on the website if anyone wants to go to the website, or shoesalikemen.com. And you can see Alec Baldwin holding my book, and he thought it was pretty funny. which was good. So, you know, someone who's a funny person in general thought it was a funny book. So I'm like, oh, that's good. That's a positive feedback. And then I thought the book was so unique that I took the book to different places instead of, you know, I took it to restaurants to go book signing there because I really wanted to interact with people. And, you know, I didn't want them to just, you know, walk in a line and get your book signed and then you walk out. I want to sit there and talk to you. So I did it, you know, pretty much at bars. You know, I'd sit at a couple of bars I've done so far, and we've done book signings at restaurants of friends, and we just, you know, sat there with women and laughed, and I got such great stories from women, and I would love to hear any of your listeners' stories, and if they want to talk to me, believe me, I am more than, I mean, this book is just so funny, you can relate to it, to anything. I'm so great about talking about to other women, and they've had some great ideas about the next book, and you know, their dates, and they've told me about their funny stuff. And when you're going through it, I mean, ladies, and Gigi, I know you know, whatever your dating life was or is, you know, when you're going through dating, when you're
totally
going through
hell.
It, it's not so funny. What?
Totally hell.
You know, but, you know, when you go through it, it's horrible. And it really is. I mean, I've been there. I've been in the dating world for so long. I was married for just a very short time. And, you know, but I've been dating for such a long time. And, you know, and after a while, I didn't want to do it anymore. I needed, like, a cleansing. I needed away from it for a while. And when I got back, you know, when I, like, really got back and said, okay, I'm going to start looking at it as, like my girlfriend said, like trying on shoes and categorizing these men as shoes, it really made me laugh. And even men that read the book laugh about it because they always ask me, what shoe am I? I can't tell you how many of men have came up to me and asked me, so what shoe am I? And I'm like, well, I need to really date you beforehand, so I really wouldn't know. But and it's funny when I do go to book signings and stuff, you know, I all of a sudden a lot of ex-boyfriends start popping up.
Isn't that hilarious? That right there is hilarious in itself, especially. It's like, no, go back, please. Just go back.
And
go back.
I tell them the standard answer. They're always asking me, what shoe am I? What shoe am I? I'm like, well, read the book and you'll figure it out.
You know, that's great. That's great. That is really great. And I have been really pushing your book, you know, through my networks and everything and talking about it. And we actually had a discussion the other night with you and a couple of other authors on there. And actually we were doing a rating. It's like an in-home rating thing. We do the actual little TV shows, in-home ratings with my siblings and, you know, friends and stuff like that. And you and another lady got the highest scores. I'm not lying. You really got the highest scores.
That's great.
I said, go to Amazon.com and pick up the book. I said, because she's going to be on the radio show, you know, Sunday night. And one of my friends said she had already ordered the book, so I don't know if she's got it or not yet, but if you've got it, Beverly, please call and let us know, 646-200-3817. We're talking to a very special featured guest tonight, Ms. Kim Interdonato. She is a author of Shoes Are Like Men. Call in now. We are here until 8 o'clock tonight, and we look forward to exchanging some dialogue with you, and you can talk to Kim and ask her some questions about her book. Now, Kim, Shoes Are Like Men has been featured on the podcast Date Night with Connie and Chrissy, the Naughty
yes.
and Ellie, the Talk Radio, and what else? Long Island Pulse and Long Island Advance. Let's talk about each one of these podcasts, if you don't mind, and let us know what happened with that and what was so intriguing about that? Did you get anything accomplished with that? And how did you fare with both particular podcasts?
The podcasts were great. Connie and Chrissy's was phenomenal. I think the energy between the two girls and myself just was
uh-huh.
so funny. And we had
uh-huh.
a blast doing it. It was just probably one of the best nights I've had with the book. And I can't thank the girls enough for having me on. The Naughty Show was cute. It was a lot of fun. We discussed the book a lot, but everybody was, you know, more concerned with other things at that point. So, but I would like to get the book out a little bit more. So that was an okay show. More interviews I do. I love talking. I love getting great questions. And I love, you know, on a lot of podcasts. I did the Lorna Poole show, which was great, the Magnet of Love. That was a lot of fun. I've also did, Carry On Harry last week. That should be airing soon.
Great.
You know, it's so fun discussing this book just because it's so relatable. And there's just so many funny chapters in the book. And, you know, you think is going to be the person, like, you know, oh, the sporty shoe. Oh, that's a guy that sits on the couch and watches football. That is totally not what the chapter is about. To give you a little excerpt of it, me and my girlfriends had this brilliant idea, and ladies, I'm telling you from experience, it did not work. We tried to go for Sunday football. You know, so where are you going to meet men? You know, we were like, meet men. Where do you meet men? Sunday football, right? You go to Sunday football to meet men. It was brilliant. I thought this was ingenious. I'm like my girlfriend. I'm like, you're awesome. I mean, how could you think of this? This is great. So me and my other two girlfriends go out looking to meet men on Sunday football. So there we are sitting there in our little high heels and, you know, cute little outfits by the bar, you know, waiting for men to hit on us. Now, all these guys have pretty much their own team, favorite team jerseys on and are screaming at the TVs. And anytime you want to talk to a guy, when you talk to him, you know, in between the commercial breaks, when they actually can, like, focus on your conversation for a second, they're only trying to run away from their wives. That's what they're doing. They're not there just to hang out and meet women. So, you know, that was a big bust and a fail, but, you know, there was an epic fail on our part, but we had a great time doing it. And, you know, I learned a lot about football, I will say.
Yeah, you can learn a lot about it because you can't help but not to, because their focus is on the football games for the moment. So, yeah, you do have an opportunity to learn that, which, you know, they're still just like shoes. You know, you put them on one day and they're something else. But the interior of your book is just awesome. I have seen some copies,
and I
wanted to know, do you have kids, by the way?
I actually do. I have an 8-year-old. So I kind of made the book pretty vanilla because I figured someday he was going to read it. And I didn't want it to be an X-rated book. So, if any of your listeners are listening and they want to grab the book, it is a fun read to even go on the beach with. So if you're sitting on the beach and it's not that big. It's only a very small book. It's only 42 pages. So if you go in and you want to, you know, sit there on the beach for a couple of hours and be very entertained, that's the book to do it with. And, yeah,
but you know, that
my son's
Go ahead.
Oh, my son is great about the book. You know, he's really funny about it. He thinks he's got the funniest mommy in the world, which I'm like, okay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good now. You know, with having said all of that, and we've covered the topic of why you wrote the book and everything, what literary What literary pilgrimages have you gone on, you know, as far as your book is concerned?
None. I mean, none. I really haven't done, you know, to be honest with you, Gigi, I'm not, you know, I'm not your typical writer. I'm your typical average everyday girl, you know? You know, I can't stress that enough. If you saw me in everyday life, I'm just like everybody else. I am not, you know, I love an artist, and I applaud artists and people that are wonderful at their craft. And, you know, my craft, I always said, was hockey skating, which is kind of a funny thing to say, but, you know, everybody has their talents, and I never thought that this would be one of them. But I just took my funny thoughts in my head and put them on paper.
And that's the best way, because see, my motto is, for each one you teach one, and you never know. It could be like wildfire. It could be like a virus, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you just listening to Miss to Miss Kim here tonight and listening to how happy she is in life and all of the wonderful things that she's done with her book. I mean, you're contagious, Kim. I have to admit it. You're very contagious here. And I really, yeah, I wish I lived next door to you. We could talk all day about this. But do you want each book to stand, the books that you write in the future, would you like for each one of them to stand on their own using your uniqueness with your brilliant mind as far as creative, you know, creative attributes in it? Would you like for it to stand on its own, or will this be like a continuation of books that are going to be hilarious like this book? At some point, would you ever consider writing a serious book, you know, about other things in your life that would relate to people also?
You know, it's funny because the next book I'm working on now, I'm actually working on my second book because there was just so much positive feedback with this one. It's going to be very similar to Shoes Are Like Men, the next book. And everyone keeps telling me, why don't I write a book about my life? Because, you know, I do have a lot of very positive energy, and I've had I've lived a very full, fun, wonderful life. But, you know, I got to be honest with you, you know, like, and I even had, everyone's got the title, you know, where everyone's like going to say, you know, saying, you know, hockey skates to heels, which would probably be the book. But, you know, I don't find me, you know, I find me interesting, but not interesting enough to put in a book. But, you know, everyone else thinks I am. But, you know, I like talking to people, and I feel like I don't want to tell a story about myself. I'd rather hear about everybody else's stories. I love listening to my girlfriends talk about their problems, and even guys, like, it's, you know, people that meet me or even know me for a long time love to come up to me and tell me about their dating. So I feel like I love speaking to them about their lives, and that's the way I want to kind of project the book. I want to speak to people. I want it to pour out, and I wanted people to think. I didn't want it to be like a mindless book, like, okay, I'm telling you what to do. You're my little robot, and I'm telling you exactly the way I want you to read my book and how I want you to feel about my book, and I want you to feel sad at this point. And authors take you on amazing journeys. I love reading. And some authors, I mean, the authors that I've read take me on incredible journeys, and I love getting involved, engulfed in a book. But this one I want you to think about and laugh about and get involved in it. I want you to be like, oh my God, she's speaking to me. I can hear her voice speaking to me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think I really want for this book. And I would like that for the next book also, because this is where I'm comfortable writing. And this is where my comfort zone is right now. And as I said, I'm not a writer. So as I get better at my craft, I'm hoping that the writing will get better and the stories will get better. But for right now, I really would love to just, you know, pretty much keep everything simple, to the point, and funny. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think that's what I wanted in this book. Because, I mean, most of the people that we're talking about, and your audience, I'm sure, you know, we're women between the ages of 25 and 45, 55 that are dating. Most of us don't have time to sit there and read a novel. I mean, I've got a great job with a lot of time and a lot of luxury. And, you know, I do very well at managing my time. But most women don't have that luxury. We're trying to date. We're trying to take care of children. We're trying to, you know, do not one job but two jobs, you know, taking care of our apartments or our homes. And, you know, women are unbelievable. And women are amazing at multitasking. But, you know, one of the things that I find women don't have time for much is reading. You know, think about Facebook posts. If your Facebook's a if people post these long Facebook posts, I'm like, oh, lost my interest after the first 2 seconds. You know, after the first sentence or two, I'm done. I'm flipping to the next thing. You know, I wanted to keep your interest without boring you and keeping it simple and sweet and to the point. And there's such great one-liners that, ladies, you can use on men all you want in the book.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it seems as if, you know, with the kind of spirit that you have and the energy that you have in writing this book, your characters seem to have come to you for each shoe that you described. It seems so effortless to you. And you know, how did you select the names of your characters in your book?
Well, they're actually, every chapter has except for the sporty shoe, has a guy that I dated or did not go on a date with. You know, you have your comfy shoe. You know, everybody thinks your comfy shoe is a guy you just settle down with and you sit on the couch with. Well, I describe my comfy shoe, and anybody out there, if you want to call in and talk to me about what your perception of a comfy shoe is, I'd love to hear it. You know, a comfy shoe to me was, it can mean something different to everybody, but to me it meant it was the guy that I'm very good friends with and still good friends with till this day, but never the guy I was ever going to sleep with or have a romantic relationship with. He was just my buddy, my friend. Not saying that he didn't want that, but I just didn't have that feeling for him. And that was my comfy shoe. And the scenarios that, you know, we got ourselves into was comical. And, you know, even like there was like, you know, my charity shoe. And, you know, it was the shoe that I kept putting back into the box, taking out of the box, put it back in the box, take it out of the box. And we ladies, we all done it. We all have went out with a guy you go out with, you break up with, then you go back out with him again. You break up with him, then you go back out with him. And we do this, we all do it. And, you know, even if we don't want to, we say we're done, we still go out back out to the next date because you want to see where it's going to lead to.
Because you like to feel the shoe to a certain extent. And, you know, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Yes, I can hear you now. We like the fit of the shoe to a certain extent, and that's why, you know, I guess I'm guilty, you know, way back in the day. You go back out, well, okay, I don't want to wear you anymore. Okay, you know, you hurt my toes. I'm not going to wear you. I'm going to put you in a closet, put you in a box, put you away. Then all of a sudden, let me try this shoe on again. So it goes on and on and on, you know, and I can see your point, and I can see the laughter, the comedy in your book, and it's just amazing, you know, for you to put something together like this, because literary successes come from people, and ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that, you know, writing is not as hard as people think it is. You just got to have an order about it. Everybody thinks that you have to be, I'm this and I'm that. I'm one of the most popular writers in the world. I'm a best-selling million-dollar writer in the world. But, you know, believe it or not, books like Cam Intonato's become bestsellers because of the uniqueness and the creativity in real talk and in real time. When you experience the language that she has written in the book, you'll go like, hey, girlfriend, hey, you know, I can relate. It's really, really worth your time to go to Amazon.com and pick up a copy of Shoes Are Like Men by Ms. Kim Intonato. It's a very, very good book. I think everyone should carry it like the ladies' Bible. You should carry it and pocket it. Go ahead and download it to your devices and what have you, and listen to it when you're out there walking. You know, do you have audio yet, Kim, or is it just in
actually, it's only in Kindle version, and I have to look into audio, which will be very soon. I think that's a great way to put out this book. I would like to make the other one a little longer, but I don't want to keep it too long because I don't want to bore anybody either. I want you guys to get, like, this really great book, like, you know, and it's not an expensive book either. I want everyone to know that. It's, you know, it's an inexpensive book, so you get a lot of good lights. Better than going to a comedy club. You can get to really get engulfed in this one and laugh, you know. And it's not going to cost you an arm. You know, grab yourself a nice bottle of wine, grab the book, and you're not going to feel so, you know, you're not on a Saturday night when you don't have a date. You know, that's a great way that's a great date night.
Wow, that sounds like it's kind of, that's a great date night. Nope. Yes, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. You get a little something there, you know, to get you the book. And I like my popcorn and wine so I can snuggle up to a book. And having 42 pages is just right down my alley, too. I'll go to 100. I'll give or take, you know, some pages sometimes. But I really like for you to get this book, pick this book up. And we're going to give you some more information about Kim in a little bit. And I'm not taking any commercial breaks tonight because I want to get all of this in as much as possible. And you're quite welcome. How long on an average, Kim, would you say that between your hockey training and writing your book, or you writing another book, Do you ever have, like, I know you said you had me time sometimes, but how often is your me time for you? And in your me time, your Kim time, is something going across that creative brain of yours that's saying, Kim, let's do this, let's write this? Is it ever any time that you occur those kind of thoughts in your life?
Yeah, unfortunately, Gigi, they're always at 4 o'clock in the morning. I, like, snap out of bed going, oh, that would be great for the book. you know, that's your point. And, you know, that's the best way to, you know, if anyone's looking to write a book, you know, I wrote this book in 3 weeks. I just was so focused on it.
Wow.
And, yeah, but I was doing it, believe it or not, night and day. I had some time off from work because the summertime's a little slower. And that's probably when I'll finish up the next book. The next book I've been kind of leisurely taking my time with, and I don't feel like it's very organized. But I'll get it to the point where it's a little bit more organized in the summertime. And I've been so busy promoting this book, doing podcasts and your radio shows, and your radio show is great, and you know, doing all this fun stuff with the book. I haven't had time to really focus on the other one, to be honest with you. But I'll take another good, like, week or two off and finish out the other book. And when you're writing a book, and, you know, for anybody that is writing books, you know, write about what you know. And just keep yourself very organized. Keep your chapters organized. Keep everything organized. And you will find I not once got writer's block. Even when I sit down and write the other book, it's, you know, unfortunately, I've only had, like, 2 hours here, 3 hours here, 4 hours, you know, here and there. But when I write the other book, I never get writer's block. And it's because if you write about something you love and you write about things that you are truly passionate about, I'm very passionate about my shoes. I love my shoes. And I have to tell you, I am so thankful for every one of those dates I went on. Even if they were the most horrible dates, the worst dates you can imagine, I'm glad I went on those because that's going to push me forward to the next level of my life. And it makes me a more positive person. And, you know, and I want everyone to think that too, you know, like anything negative happens for a reason. And if you think that way, and you can turn anything into positive. And listen, I turned all those negative experiences, and they were not, when I was going through them, was not fun. It was not a fun time in my life. You know, when I, you know, me and my husband, you know, broke up, and I went on some really horrible dates, you know, I mean, really bad. And I turned them into something funny. You know, I mean, I've done my share. Sitting home crying and ladies, you know, don't do that. You know, don't do what I do. Don't get yourself into a depression over other people and over men. You just got to kind of look at it like, and even guys, don't get yourself in a depression over a person. There's, you know, 5 billion people in the world. You're going to let one person affect your life? Well, you know, I was letting all these people affect my life. And the only way I could not let them affect me anymore is if I turned around and made it funny and laughed about them. And that's exactly what I did. I turned around and made them funny. Instead of turning them into these monsters in my life, I felt like they were monsters. I turned them into funny characters. I turned them all into shoes.
Yeah, exactly. And see, ladies, right there, that creative, ingenious thought right there will make you laugh, and you won't be depressed. You won't have the negative feelings that you have, the, oh, I'm dragging myself in the house because I lost this relationship. Oh, I'm so this, I'm so that. Read Kim's book. Pick you up. I promise you, I guarantee you that it will continue to do that as long as you read the book. You can read it 1,000 times and you'll still laugh. Now, I just love the show. We're running out of time too, you know, but do you ever Google yourself to see where you're going? And has anybody, because I see your reviews and people are really liking it. You got great reviews on Amazon and everything, but do you ever read all of your book reviews? And if so, how do you feel with the good or the bad ones? I'm sure you don't have any bad ones. You couldn't. No.
To be honest with you, I'm actually shocked. I haven't had anybody say anything bad about the book. And even the New York Daily News, which shocked, gave this book such rave reviews, and I was just floored by it. They just said it was just so funny, and it just came at such a perfect time at the writer's time of her life. When she read my book, she said, because she just went through a bad breakup, and when she read the book, she said, you know, it was just so funny, it made me laugh, and that's something I didn't do for a while because I was so depressed about my relationship. And I was like, you know what, I get that, and we've all been there, you know. And you don't have to be depressed to read this book, but you know, it is uplifting, and I hope you know, for anyone that does read it, they come away with it with, you know, hey, this girl, you know, hey, listen, if this girl can do it, who's an average everyday person, you know, I can lift my, I can pull up my bootstraps and do it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm lucky.
Hey, there you go.
All my reviews are great, and I can't be more blessed. I mean, I look up at the heavens and go, I don't know what I did right, but thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. I hope everybody I encounter, whether it's on the radio or it's in these interviews or it's even in everyday life, I want to always affect people in a positive way. And I always even tell my son, you know, like we're, you know, even if we're doing things and like some, you know, there's garbage on the floor, I'm like, pick it up. And he's like, well, I didn't make it. I'm like, well, you know, pick it up. You always want to leave the place you are a better place than when you found it. And I think if everybody feels that way, and, you know, whether it's, you know, going up to somebody and smiling at somebody or just listening. And most of us, listen, ladies, we don't need these high-profile psychiatrists. We don't need dating coaching. Oh. We don't need life coaches. We need each other. We need just to talk to each other. And please, if ladies, if you want to talk to me or, you know, you want to say anything, you know, go to my website, email me. I will email you right back within 24 hours. You know, or, you know, we've got to be on each other's sides. And I love listening to people. And I, you know, most people, all I needed was at that point in my life, I was so sad, so depressed. All I needed was someone to listen to my stories. And that's where the book came about. And now I'm able to share all these funny stories with everybody. And I didn't want to project my bad dating as a bad hardship story. And I will tell you, I have dated for 35 years. I mean, you know, I wasn't married for a very long time. My husband went to Iraq. Then I had my son when he was in Iraq. He went to Iraq and he came home and we were divorced. So I wasn't married for a very long time. I've been single for a long, long time, ladies, and I've been alone for a long time, and not, you know, sometimes, but I was bouncing from relationship to relationship to relationship. Now I stay in relationships for a long time. But with that said, trying to think, you know, it is my darkest times. So, like, I always wanted to think positive. So I didn't want to make this book be like, oh, he did this to me and he did that to me. Yeah, I wasn't perfect and I've done a lot of things wrong. And I'm okay with that. And I've, from that, from when I dated before and to when I dated now after this book, my relationships with people and men are so much stronger because I'm realizing that, you know, I'm not perfect. And in the book, you'll see it. I mean, I wrote in the first chapter, I don't male bash. It's not a male bashing book at all. So gentlemen, please don't call me up and say, well, you were categorizing us as shoes, you crazy lady, you know. I'm not. You know, it was just a funny way of looking at it, you know, and you can categorize all us women as shoes or sports cars or whichever way you want to look at us. It's fine. And, you know, men, please, I actually want to do a flip side and don't think I haven't thought about doing a flip side about the way men look at women. That was another way I think that's going to probably be book three. But, you know, ladies, think about it. Gigi, you know, think about it. If you bring positive into your life, like the book has brought so much positive feedback into my life. And as I said, I have been lucky. I have not gotten any negative reviews. And I've got 5 stars all across the board in Amazon.
Oh, wow. Kudos.
You know, it's the energy I put out. And I hope that, you know, as I said, I hope anybody I even meet is I leave and they say, I am better for meeting her. Or I put a smile on somebody's face. And I've gotten a lot of texts from people that, you know, friends of mine said were having a bad day and thank you for talking to me. I want to be that person that you kind of, you know, if you have a bad day, I want to, you know, give you a good smile and tell you it's going to be okay. And that's why I'm so happy that the book's getting out in masses, because now I'm able to say that not to just one person at a time. I'm able to connect with a lot more people. And as I said, you know, please, you know, connect with me. I love to hear all your stories. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. You know, please go look it up. And you know, this is a great way for me to get it out. And I can't be more thankful that Gigi's letting me on her show and that you're all listening and you're all, you know, get involved. You know, talk to me. Tell me your funny stories. I want to hear them. And I'll, you know, if you need advice, I may not be the best one for advice, but I'll certainly listen to you. And if you want to have a good laugh, you know, I'm more than happy.
Great, that is wonderful. Now, Kim, how can they contact you again? Do you have an email that they can write to you about, or
it's on my website.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my website. It's shoesarelikemen.com. You can go to the website, or you can email me. It's shoesarelikemen@gmail.com. And you can look on my Facebook. You can look me up on Facebook. My name is Kim Intradonato. Or you can just go Shoes Alike Men, the book. And I'm on Instagram. And I'm also on Twitter. I have to be honest with you, everybody, though. I am not the best at Twitter. I'm a newbie at Twitter, and I'm no Donald Trump with Twitter.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
I'm not that good.
You should take it. Okay, stop, Gigi. Stop, Gigi. Stop it. Don't you be a naughty girl, Gigi. Okay. All right. Moving right along, Kim. Do you feel like you have kryptonite, like Superman, in your writing style? Is there something that brings you down at particular times, like the kryptonite? You know,
You know what? Mm-hmm. I got to be honest with you. If I'm not in a good place, if I'm in a bad mood, because let's face it, nobody's all sunshine, rainbows, and farting every day. You know, we're not all like that. You know, believe me, I'm not like, I mean, I'm usually like that, but I'm not all that sunshiny every single day where I'm like a bright, burst of sunshine. Sometimes I need a cup of coffee before you talk to me. You know, I'm a real person just like everybody else. My kryptonite is I don't write if I'm not in a good place. And if you're a writer, if you're not if you're in a dark place, you're going to have a dark innuendo to your book, and that's so not what I want for any of my books ever. Want my book to be in a dark place, because I don't think that I'm a dark person. You know, I mean, as I said, I'm not all rainbows every day, but you know, I'm not a dark person. And you know, even when I think negative about somebody or something, I try to go, okay, Kim, you know, take a step back and now look at the positive. You're being a little ridiculous on your thoughts on this one. You know, there's always a positive. And I'm a very, you know, I wish I was more religious than I am. I got to get there, and I'm not. But I do believe in God, and I do pray a lot. And I go out to the beach, and I walk the beach a lot and clear my mind. And I always thank God for the things I have. And even the things I don't have. Like, as I was saying, this book, you know, I thank God for all those bad dates, because they lent me a very, very funny book, and I hope that it ends up helping people. You know, I'm not saying that I'm a psychiatrist and I'm going to sit there and I'm going to help you, but I'm going to make you laugh, and that's going to help you, because I think laughter is one of the best medicines. And you know, sometimes at our darkest times and the times that we are the saddest, sometimes you need a good laugh. And I wish I had this book. A couple of the nights that I sat home by myself and was waiting for that phone call for that guy to call that he never called. Or I wish I had this book, you know, the times I was sitting at the beach, you know, my tears running down my eyes about some, you know, person that really hurt my feelings. And, you know, I wish I had that. And I hope I give that to people, because I really, as I said, I want this book to hit masses, not so I can, you know, get rich and I'm going to be rich and famous. I wanted to hit for masses, because I really like helping people, and I really like making people laugh, and I genuinely believe in this book, and I genuinely believe that it was put out with so much love that I hope that's what it gets back. Like, I want to get back that. And there's times that I get very down the book, you know, someone didn't call me. Or it costs a lot of money to do it, and it's costing a lot of money, to put it out there. But I'm not expecting to get rich off of it. I need to look at it in more of a positive light. And there's times like last week I was not looking at it in a positive light. I'm like, it's taking so much stress. It's annoying me. It's driving me crazy. You know, why did I even write this book? You know, I'm hearing from ex-boyfriends. No one's going to want to date me after this, because they're going to think I'm going to be on, you know, and they're going to be in the sequel. And then I had to turn around and say, you know what? God does things for a reason. He doesn't make mistakes. He just doesn't.
Exactly.
God just doesn't make mistakes. And he didn't make mistakes at this.
Exactly. You're exactly right, because just listening to you, Kim, it's been a blessing, really. And we don't have to fully do anything that we don't really want to do, but to be able to do the things that you like to do, just like incorporating your thoughts and your energy into this group, because we all get our energies from the universe anyway. And if you reach up to that energy, you can form or reshape yourself. It's like reinventing yourself all over again. And this is what Kim has done, writing this book. And she wants you to be reinvented by looking at it and reading it and laughing with her about the stories that she's written, ladies and gentlemen. So go to Amazon.com and pick up a copy of Shoes Are Like Men by this wonderful, wonderful creative illustrator, Kim Intradonato. And she's my special guest tonight. And we've got a few minutes left. So, Kim, I'd like to say that if you have some shout-outs and you'd like to go ahead and give those shout-outs to all the people that you know that are probably listening in now. I'm sure we've got a lot of listeners, because last time we had about maybe 7,000 listeners, and I'm sure that's increased. Funny thing about it is that we have more men than women listening in. So, guys, she's not bashing you if you're listening. No, not a bashing story. Just a funny story. So if you want to say call in and say hi to Kim, you've got some minutes to do it. We've got about 9 minutes to do so. 646-200-3817. You're listening to The Artist Loft. So go ahead, Kim.
Oh, boy. Who do I have to shout out to? I'm going to shout out to, since most of your listeners are men, I'm going to tell you that I love men just as much as I love shoes, and it's just in that book. You know, guys, you know, you want to find out, you know, what women are thinking, you know, most of my guy friends will tell me they'll watch Sex and the City because they want to know what women are thinking. Read the book. You'll find out what women are thinking, because it's very relatable. It's not just me thinking this. I know other women think the same way. And ladies, you know, go pick up the book. It's, please, you know, call in. Tell me what you think. I'm open. I really am. I'm like an open book, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think you can do a book like this and not put yourself out there. And I think
that's
a little intimidating. I think that's what people that date online. I've dated online, and there's actually a chapter in the book, probably my longest chapter, because I did a lot of dating online. You're really putting yourself out there, and I compliment people that do that. And you know, we all get hurt, and it's okay to cry over things. And I want everyone to know that it's okay to cry, and it's okay to get mad, and it's okay to be frustrated. But at the end of the day, turn around and look up in the heavens and say, you know what? Thank you, God, for the experience. It's gonna make me stronger. And or this guy left me, or this girl left me. It's going to get me stronger, and it's going to get me to my next relationship, and my next relationship is going to be even better. As I said, after this book has been amazing, and my relationships with people and with the gentleman that I'm seeing now is phenomenal, and I'm so thankful. As I said, this is definitely not going to get me rich, but it's gotten me more than money. It's gotten me to be extremely happy, and I've gotten to talk to wonderful people like you. I've gotten to, you know, speak to incredible reporters, to be honest with you, reporters I find are just, they're really literary geniuses, you know, because they're taking a story and molding it into something that, I mean, some of the reviews and the story, if you guys look on the Long Island Pulse, if you go onto my website, you know, if you go into Long Island Pulse and Long Island Advance, and even the Daily News Review, I mean, these women wrote some incredible, beautiful things about my book, and I was really, I mean, I was floored. I was absolutely floored and shocked. And, you know, everybody that has read it has said the same thing. You know, it made them laugh, and it was cute and funny and light and pretty much what they needed at the time. And even if you don't need it, you know, we all need a laugh. You know,
we really do need that. And it's a wonderful thing that you've done, and I am so appreciative of having the opportunity to have met you on the radio show. And we must do this again, because it's fun to really see people who are achievers. Like you said, it's not so much for the money. It's not so much for being one of the rich and famous. It's about who you are and of the creativity that you have. That's a God-given gift, because not everybody can't write. You know, everybody can't just sit down and put their thoughts together and become as hilarious as this or as serious as another book in a drama content. So I really appreciate you being a contributor to society, Kim. And I really, really, really want to thank you again for being on the show, because having people like you on the show makes being a radio broadcast very special to me, because I've been doing this for a long time and I like to put people on the platform and help to support them. And, you know, the uniqueness of it is that we all here together, like you said, we're one big love, you know, and in order to help to move that love forward, as God would like for us to do, let's just get jiggy with it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just keep helping to push people on. So spread the word. Come on. Kim Intodonato. She wrote a book. It's on Amazon.com. Shoes Are Like Men. You got to get it. You got to get it. We've got about 4 more minutes into the radio show before we sign out. And there's one more question I'd like to ask you, Kim, before we leave. Now, as a writer, and being an illustrator, and also being a hockey teacher, have you ever thought about writing something about a hilarious scenario in a hockey, as far as hockey games are concerned? Because I know there got to be some funny moments there, you know, for the hockey.
I think that was going to be one of the other, you know, like there was another playing, I was toying around with another book like that, just because I am a woman in an extremely male-dominated sport. So, I mean, and women are getting into the sport more now, and I'm blessed that they are, and I love having my girl skaters and my girl hockey players. I love it. I love it. It's so great to have women do this sport. So, yeah, there are a lot of very, very funny stories in that direction, you know. And, you know, I could sit down and just – it's like talking to you on the radio. Like, you can sit down and you can write your dialogue down. And some of it's pretty funny, and the stuff that you kind of get out of it, you know, that's what you can write down and really, you know, turn things into a really good book. And as I said, you know, if you do what you love, you're always going to do very well at it. I love being a hockey instructor. I'm extremely good at my job. So for me to do this was completely wacky. This was so off the cuff. Everyone couldn't believe it. When I was telling everybody I was writing a book, they were like, okay, about hockey? I'm like, no, I wrote a book about shoes and men. And then they were like, you did what? You know, I can't tell you how many people have taken a double check on that one. But, and like you as a broadcaster, you would you say you love what you do, and that's why you're so good at it, is because you're an excellent interviewer. This is one of my favorite interviews that I've done. Terrific, and they were like spot on, and they made me think, and I love that. And I had think on the cuff. It wasn't my everyday normal questions, which was great. Thank you. I appreciate that. It kind of gets boring after a while talking about yourself. But you really, really, you know, promoted my book in such a beautiful light, and I really can't thank you enough. But when you are positive or happy and in love with what you do, no matter what it is, a relationship, a job, a passionate about your car, passionate about a sport, you will always do well in it as long as you love it. Love drives a lot.
Exactly, and you're absolutely right. It really does drive a lot. And we've got about 2 more minutes, ladies and gentlemen, and I'd like again to let you know about Miss Kim Intodonato, my very special guest, a beautiful person, beautiful energy, beautiful spirit. She's written a book called Shoes Are Like Men. You can get it on Amazon.com. It's published by MindStir. That's MindStir Media. Shoes Are Like Men. It's very inexpensive. I think she said it was 42 pages. She's going to work on that as an audio. So, ladies, when you're out there walking and looking and thinking and probably wanting to date again, listen to her book. Laugh while you're walking. Don't you know that makes exercise even that much more fun? Wow. Can you imagine that? Laughing while you're running a walk. That's the best way to do something. And with this book, I guarantee you that you'll be able to do it. So we're out of time. We've got 1 minute left, and you got one more thing you want to plug, Kim, before that one minute is up. You got the floor.
I just want everyone to, whoever does pick up the book, I want you to thank you sincerely. And I want to say I'm happy that you thought of my book and thought of me. And I hope that you put down my book and you have a big smile on your face. And I really hope that it gives you positive energy. And I wish all of you, whether you read the book or not, happy dating and a happy life.
Thank you so much, Kim. And we've got to talk. Email me as much as you like. We can set up some more interviews in the, you know, coming up in the coming months. Right now I'm doing a production, so I'm going to be kind of back and forth because it's going to be June 18th. It's called Women of God. So I really love this interview. I love you with all of my heart and soul, my sister in Christ. And I wish you the best of everything, Kim. The best of everything.
Oh, thank you. I would love to hear about that pod. That sounds great, Women of God. That sounds excellent.
Yeah, it's got a twist to it now. It's not your everyday gospel. It's a lot. It has to do with a little boy that's going back in time to learn about, real quickly, the 12 assertive women in the Bible. They're the 12 gates, the 12 jewels that represent the Bible in a structure, you know, back in biblical times. So this little boy is going to be, he's a rapper, and he's going to find out the hard way, because he says, I'm the man, I'm in charge. He's going to find out that, no, he's not. So it's going to be hilarious in a way, and it's going to be drama-based. It's going to be using quotes from the Bible, you know, little interjections here and there. It's going to be a different twist to emphasize women are the actual assertive women in our lives who are the backbones in our families, in our lives. And it's going to be, like I said, performed June 18th at our big, fat, big, huge theater here in Georgia. And if I can, we can do the videos that we promised to do for the rehearsals and a complete CD, I will send you one. So
oh, that would be incredible. I don't know are you YouTubing it or not or anything like that?
Well, we're YouTubing it just a little bit about the information right now, because the dress rehearsal is going to be my trailer, because if my other director can stop talking so much, I can probably do a trailer without her talking. So she can be quiet for a moment, because the moment I start clicking and trying to tape it, you know, that's right, there you go, that's what I like. Wait a minute, slow it down. So we're going to be doing that, and it's going to go up on YouTube, yes, and we're going to have a trailer for that. So I'll let you know about it, and it's been a joy.
That's
they say,
great.
Yes, and good luck on your book. And as they say back in the day, it's been a stone gas, honey. So keep in touch with me, and let's do this again.
Absolutely. And Gigi, I would love to send you a book. So I can either send it Kindle version, or I can send you a hard copy. I would love to do that. I would love to do that. That would be really, you know, I could sign copy if you'd like, just, you know, if you can. Just,
mail.
I will drop
it. Send it to my email then, Kim.
You
got my email at, you know, gwendolyn1160@att.net, because I have a Kindle device and I can really read it. Yeah, that would be great. Thank you so much.
I could drop it right into your email right now. As soon as we get off the phone, I got a couple of things I got to do. Like, I got to do my womanly thing is get my son packed up for school tomorrow and do my laundry, and I will send it tonight to you, Kindle version. And I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you so much, Kim. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening. God bless.
Oh, you too. And thank you so much for having me on. Please keep in contact with me. I just enjoyed talking to you so much, and you're just a wonderful interview and a beautiful person. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful night. All right. Thank you.
God bless.
And good night. God bless you too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kim Internonato, illustrator for her book, Shoes Are Like Men. And if you go to Amazon.com, you'll be able to pick up a copy. She has one also available in Kindle. So remember, Shoes Are Like Men. You're going to love it. This is Gigi Adams-Evans signing out for the night. I'm going to get my popcorn, and I'm going to chill back, and I'm going to watch some TV. So everybody have a wonderful night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Kim.
Good night.